CBS News Brief. Delta Airlines tallies the losses from a week of cancellations.
This cost us $500 million over a period of 5 days.
And CEO Ed Bastian tells CNBC the airline will look to recoup losses from CrowdStrike, the cybersecurity company behind that global tech snafu. A new Western wildfire has forced some evacuations near Loveland, Colorado. Mark Techmeyer is with the local sheriff's office.
The fire burned throughout the night. And this morning, we've got an air helicopter coming out to do air reconnaissance for us to size up the fire.
Well, fans in Paris loved it today, watching athletes swim in the Seine River.
Hurrah that they've done it, because the water that fell last night, the rain last night, won't have contaminated it till later. And then it stopped raining, the sun's come out, and it's brilliant.
They ran the men's and women's Olympic triathlons. France spent $1.5 billion to make the river cleaner and safer. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
Listen to Mornings with WFHR tomorrow during the 9 o'clock hour for Pet of the Week, brought to you by the Southfield County Humane Society, exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's young people are in a mental health crisis. That's according to a new study from the Department of Public Instruction. 59% of high school students say they've dealt with at least one mental health challenge in the past year.
Think about that for a second. Almost 6 out of every 10 Wisconsin high schoolers are telling us that they feel anxious, depressed, or suicidal.
State School Superintendent Jill Underley says schools need more mental health services. A man from Fond du Lac will spend a week in jail for threatening state lawmakers. James Stearns is 75 years old. 2 years ago, he emailed a radio talk show host threatening to kill any state lawmaker who voted in favor of letting teachers and school administrators carry guns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, August 1st. The Southwood County Airport Commission will meet at 8 a.m. at Alexander Field. The Wood County Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. The Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 1 at the courthouse in Room 114. The Town of Rome will hold their Community Development Authority Committee meeting at 3. The Town Board meeting will start after the electors meet at 5. The Town of Grand Rapids will hold their Airport Commission meeting at 8 a.m. In Portage County, the Local Emergency Planning Committee will meet at 8:30 a.m., the Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center Board at 4 p.m., and the Human Resources Committee will meet at 5. In Adams County, the Administrative and Finance Committee will meet from 9 to 11, and the Health and Human Services Committee will meet from 4 to 6. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose to the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers starting pitcher Joe Ross looked good in the first couple of innings, according to manager Pat Murphy. Ross had not pitched since May 20th.
Ball came out really good. He's obviously healthy. I saw a couple 96s, I think, and ball had some life early. Those first two innings looked fantastic, and I think the Atlanta Braves had a tremendous approach against them. And these are all-star caliber players shooting the ball the other way.
But then Atlanta tagged him for 5 runs on 8 hits and went on to win 5-1 last night at AmFam Field. Jared Kelnick, who grew up in Waukesha, had a home run for Atlanta, said he had about 80 family and friends in the stands, including teachers he had in middle school. Game 3 this afternoon. NFL, Packers giving their first-round draft pick, Jordan Morgan, a look at right guard. Jaire Alexander says he's excited so far about the new defense. How good can they be?
It's hard to say right now, man, but, you know, at the end of the day, I see us hoisting that trophy on my birthday, February 9th.
That's Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be warm and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 87, the heat index in the mid to upper 90s by later this afternoon. Tonight, some thunderstorms, our low 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, a little cooler with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 84.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golf.
golfing, going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
A sincere thank you to businesses like Jammer's Bar and Grill for sponsoring the Pet of the Week show Thursdays at 9 a.m. on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. Pet of the Week with Southwood County Humane Society has helped over 100 pets find a new home, much-needed supplies, or funding. Programs like these are so important to help this community and would not be possible without sponsors like you. Thank you, Jammer's Bar and Grill, for helping these area shelter pets. Tune in Thursdays at 9 a.m. to find your new forever friend.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. They got a special deal going on. Sports with Paul Noonan and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
All right, quite low, don't be nervous. You got this. You got this. Here we go. Ready? You can do this. Here we go. Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. It is Wednesday, July 31st, and as the camel would say, it is
Hump Day!
A great day to be a Wisconsinite, along with producer, engineer, extraordinaire Aaron Zommers, high above State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 12, and lots to get to today. Civic Media disclaimer. Civic Media neither condones nor wants anything to do with impersonations of our talk show hosts, especially by other talk show hosts. We apologize for Pat Kreitlow and to Todd Albaugh. Let this be a lesson for him never to let the host of Up North News Radio fill in for him ever again.
For what it's worth, I think.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Doing well. Yeah, and I think that was a pretty good Todd impression there.
I don't know. I got no reaction out of Trigview whatsoever. So I'm.
You know what? This is weird. I had no idea. Pat is hosting. It fits with the rest of the week. Weirdness everywhere, Pat.
I had no idea either. You just popped up on my screen. I was expressly told you were behind an iron curtain someplace.
Former
Iron Curtain, yes. That is the voice of Trigvi Olsen and an internet connection that sounds like it might be based out of Lithuania. Can you confirm or deny that,
Yes, it's I'll take that as a confirmation.
I'll take that as a confirmation as well. Let me tell you what, since there's clearly a delay here, I'm going to give Trigvi plenty of warning that I'm going to shut up for a moment and then let him say anything he wants about either where he is or what his impression is. And then we will officially start the show. Trigvi, what have you got to say for yourself on the Toddless Albaugh Show? And now there is a pause and we wait. And yeah.
I think we might have lost him.
Radio's funny that way. Okay, well, here we go. From the beginning, it's 12:08. Good afternoon. I'm Pat Kreitlow, filling in for Todd Albaugh. I've always wanted to do that, and he will never let me co-host again. And Tony and Ashland is right, commenting on YouTube. Don't say weird, because Elon will ban you. Yes, so we'll avoid that terminology. Anyway, for those folks that aren't familiar, or maybe you only hear me on with Todd Wednesday afternoons for the first few minutes of his show, my name is Pat Kreitlow. I'm the host of Up North News Radio. I'm the founding editor of Up North News, a separate entity from Civic Media, but we are thrilled to partner with them every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m., don't make my day any longer than it has to be, 6 to 8 a.m. And then the rest of the day, you can find what my team does over at upnorthnewswi.com or follow Up North News on social media for posts throughout the day. It's nice to be here. Nice to fill in for Todd while he's getting in some very well-deserved time with a little bit of outdoor baseball the way it was meant to be, and hopefully having a good time there. I do miss day baseball in Milwaukee. When we lived there in the late 80s, early 90s, while my wife was attending the Medical College of Wisconsin, it was so nice to have, you know, the convenience of getting to a day game every now and then, because I worked at a billboard company, which was at that time on Wisconsin Avenue, right at the stadium freeway. And we would occasionally sneak down there and catch a game. But I'm also well aware that day baseball in Milwaukee, that commute along I-94 is crazy enough already. Then you add the crowd leaving a day baseball game. And if that's not an advertisement for public transportation or working from home, I don't know what is. Mr. Zomers, former Up North News Radio morning show producer who has a much more humane alarm time now, how are you?
Doing well. I will say I do enjoy that more humane alarm time, although with it occasionally comes the responsibility of also producing some evening or even very late night content for Civic Media, which is a different kind of trade-off.
Yeah, they stopped asking me about that. Hey, we're going to do this special report at 8 p.m. Can you join us? No, I'm in pajamas and I'm just about cashed out. So having said that, now I was foolish enough last week to change my mind and say that I will indeed go to the Democratic Convention in Chicago, which is going to involve, as you know, at conventions, everything runs well into the wee smalls, and then you got a radio show at 6 a.m. So I don't know who's going to be in the hotel rooms on either side of me, but whether they like it or not, they're going to be getting a 6 a.m. radio show. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, especially since I believe the DNC is kicking things off starting later in the day than the RNC did, but I might be wrong about that.
Look, however it happens, it's going to be a lot different than it was early on. You could call, what do you call it? Kamala Mentum, I guess is what we'll call it, which is what's building the crowd and building the interest in the convention. And the vice president said yesterday through a statement that she's going to pick her running mate sometime between now and next Tuesday. And that's because next Tuesday, she and the yet to be named running mate will campaign together, starting in Philadelphia, but then hitting several locations after that, including, they specifically mentioned, Western Wisconsin. So sometime over the next several days, we're going to see the new Democratic ticket campaigning in the Badger State, which only once again reaffirms something that I say over and over and over again, because I can't say it enough to every Wisconsin voter: your vote matters. And I know you say, well, I vote. Of course you do. But clearly some people don't. Even when we have turnout of north of 70%, which is unheard of in the country, even for a presidential election. But even then, that's still nearly 3 out of 10 people staying home. And we need to do everything possible to not let that happen. You know, we're a participation sport here in a democracy. And not just in November, by the way. Same goes for August. There's a big election on August 13th. There are primaries, Democrats in the 3rd Congressional District, Republicans in the 8th Congressional District, legislative races around the state, but also statewide. Every voter is being asked to weigh in on a pair of state constitutional amendments, which would allow Republicans in the legislature, who have already decided to sit on millions and sometimes billions of dollars at times, would enable them to sit on more money, in this case, federal money coming to Wisconsin, and say, nah, we don't feel like it. We don't feel like helping out, you know, farmers affected by disaster. We don't feel like helping small businesses affected by a pandemic. We're going to micromanage this the way they're micromanaging state dollars right now. In case Todd hasn't talked about it nearly as much as I do over here, but I'm always banging the drum on this one. Your Republican state legislators are sitting on $125 million right now that was approved over a year ago to clean up PFAS contaminated water in this state. For a year, they would rather have PFAS contaminated water in Wisconsin than have to say, well, Governor Evers has a line item veto, so he does get a say in how that money is spent. $50 million for literacy programs across Wisconsin, $15 million for hospitals in the Chippewa Valley. That's all money that they're sitting on right now, and if these constitutional amendments pass, they'll get to sit on more money that comes in this case, from the federal government. So, yes, I really think you should go vote on August 13th as well as November 5th. Well, speaking of the November election, the presidential one, former President Donald Trump is on his way to Chicago. Well, should be in Chicago by now. He's going to be speaking shortly to a conference, not just any conference, the National Association of Black Journalists. There are many members of the National Association of Black Journalists not happy about this. Some have actually ended their membership in protest. And here's what former President Trump had to say about that on the dumpster fire once known as Twitter. He posted this. Crazy Kamala disrespectfully refused to attend the National Association of Black Journalists Conference, but I am on my way to meet with them now in Chicago, because of which she'll probably end up doing. She has no choice, but remember, it is only for that reason. I'm not sure I really understand all of what he said at the end there. But again, referring to your opponent as Crazy Kamala and somebody that he has said previously has, you know, a low IQ and has otherwise belittled her intelligence. In other words, she's a woman. And the way that he purposefully mispronounces her name and says it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter, but it's that lack of respect that he's bringing into the National Association of Black Journalists Conference, where he will again lay out all of his grievances about the way that he is unfairly covered. Unfairly covered, for example, like talking about Project 2025, which is an entire blueprint for a second Trump administration put together by many groups, many of them led by people who worked in the Trump administration. And yet, Donald Trump is saying, oh, what are you talking about? Project 25, is it? And yesterday, one of the leaders behind the project was let go. Because you've seen the hashtag. I know you've seen the hashtag. Everything Trump touches dies. It alludes to, by and large, all the many people who have been working for Donald Trump, loyal to Donald Trump, and they've been thanked by being thrown under a bus like this guy from Project 2025 yesterday. But don't for a moment be fooled into thinking that this 900-page document is going to just go away. I mean, I know Todd has probably talked about this at length, and surely you've heard some more about it by now. We were talking on Up North News Radio this morning with Melissa Baldoff in our weekly feature about the climate. And we talked about the section on the National Weather Service and its parent agency, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And in Project 2025, they just say straight up, get rid of NOAA because it's behind the push to alarm people about the climate, and that's bad for the economy. And so for that, they want to abolish the parent company of the National Weather Service. One of many examples. And if you think some of these examples wouldn't come to fruition, then you were asleep during the first Trump term. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris, big rally in Atlanta yesterday, last night with about 10,000 people. We'll hear some of her remarks coming up. We might even revisit a couple of Trump comments as well from a couple of days earlier, just for a little compare and contrast. This is, as Aaron Zommers puts it, the Toddless Alba Show. I'm Pat Kreitlow here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes, The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
I neglected in filling in for Todd Alba here. This is Pat Kreitlow to tell you how to reach the show. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And I give you that now and forgot earlier because, frankly, at 6:06 in the morning, it's a little bit tougher for folks to get the sleep out of their ears and pick up the phone and call in. So you hear a lot of the yammering that you heard over the past 13 minutes. But we can fix that by putting other voices on through your phone calls, like Jack and Merrimack, Mr. Zommers, if he is still on the line. And if so, having gotten the big thumbs up over the screen from Aaron, Jack and Merrimack, good afternoon, and thanks for calling in. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I was actually listening earlier this morning, although I only did honestly catch the second half of your morning show. But I want to say, first of all, anybody that believes that if Trump gets in, that Project 2025 won't be implemented as soon as possible, I wonder what planet they've been living on for the last 8 years. And by the way, if it does get implemented, given the effects on the environment alone, they'll wish they've been living on another planet, too. And one of the things that is most dangerous, and it's not really emphasized enough, in my opinion, about Project 2025, is that all results of scientific and regulatory studies will be required to have results that are only in agreement with conservative principles. In other words, here's what we want you to show. Now, either dig up the data or torque the data as much as you can to show this. And given conservative, that is another way for saying, let's just let the corporations and the big money interests do everything that they want to do. If people think, well, I'm a upper middle class white guy, this is not going to affect me. Again, they're in for a rude awakening. This, if you look at all the things this thing promises to do, it's going to affect every single aspect of everybody's life, including yours. And once this happens, given Bannon and Ingram proposal for a 50-year MAGA rule, you're not going to be able to get out of it. And especially considering what Trump said, which is, you won't have to vote again in another 4 years if you vote for me now. I mean, this is the most dangerous situation I have ever seen in all my years on this planet. This Project 2025 is crazy.
It is, and without a doubt. And you're absolutely right about it affecting everybody, well, nearly everybody, below a certain income threshold. I would call it the Hovde level. So you don't have to be a billionaire, but if you're a mega, mega millionaire, you'll probably be all right. But I'm amazed at the number of people making, I don't know, $80,000, $150,000, who think that they won't be impacted by this, and they could not be more wrong, and really ought to be reading more of this plan to find out just how that would happen, Jack. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Hope you have a great day. All right, Kamala Harris was in Atlanta last night, so let's play a little bit of what she had to say and get a feel for the messaging that is going to result, okay? we've heard Trump's messaging. It's doom and gloom. Everything is terrible. I'm the only person who can fix it, even though I didn't the first time around. And then something about sharks and electric boat motors and Hannibal Lecter. Let's play what leadership might sound like. It might sound like somebody who doesn't just scream, inflation, inflation, but actually looks at the causes of it, which, by the way, is not the government investments in things like broadband and infrastructure and childcare and all of that. No, it's coming from other levels, and Vice President Harris seems to understand that, and here's how she's going to help with high prices from the moment she gets into office, based on her remarks last night.
On day one, I will take on price gouging and bring down costs. We will ban more of those hidden fees and surprise late charges that banks and other companies use to pad their profits. We will take on corporate landlords and cap unfair rent increases. And we will take on Big Pharma to cap prescription drug costs for all Americans. Our plan will lower costs and save many middle-class families thousands of dollars a year. But Donald Trump has a different plan in mind, one that would raise prices on middle-class families.
I'll take it from there, what the vice president means by why would Trump actually raise prices on middle-class families? Because of how he claims he's going to be attacking inflation, that he's going to put tariffs on imported goods, which we still are going to need to import. There are still plenty of things that we don't make those things here yet, or we prefer to buy things that are imported. The other countries, the makers, they don't pay those tariffs. The consumer does. Trump promising tariffs is raising a promise to raise your prices. The other thing I liked about what I heard last night from the vice president is that she's taking a backseat to nobody on the border because, again, she's aware that there was a bipartisan bill, a real bill, the best possible outcome for a bipartisan border bill, because neither side is going to get everything they want unless you suddenly have 60 votes in the Senate, and there's nobody that's going to get 60 votes in the Senate. So you need a compromise. And a great compromise was there. People on both sides gave up things that were near and dear to get there, but because we want to address the issue. And Kamala Harris knows what happened, and she picks the baton up and runs with it from there.
So here is my pledge to you. As president, I will bring back the border security bill that Donald Trump killed, and I will sign it into law and show Donald Trump what real leadership looks like.
Because, again, as I say often early in the mornings here, I don't understand why Trump didn't feel like he could allow this bill to go through and take a victory lap. He could have taken a victory lap. Biden would have taken a victory lap. Democrats and Republicans together would have said, look how we came together. It's not often that it happens. So when it does, incumbents from both sides are more than happy to talk about it. In much the same way, I'll never understand why Donald Trump never put forth a real infrastructure bill. He always talked about being a builder, and yet he was never serious about it. He was never serious about replacing the Affordable Care Act. He never put forward a credible plan that did the same things for coverage, but cost less. Because for him, and for too many Republicans nowadays, it's just about being in power. We'll talk more about that, some of his remarks, and some of the weirdness coming from the Republican side in a congressional race as well. We'll talk about this new TV ad for a Republican candidate in the 8th Congressional District in just a bit. I'm Pat Kreitlow. I'm in for Todd Alba on the conveniently named Todd Alba Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you midday on a Wednesday. Have you heard of Nate the Hoof Guy? That's the social media handle for Nathan Rinaldo. He is a viral hoof trimmer based in Wisconsin, famous for his hoof trimming videos on social media. We're talking millions and millions of views. Nate tells me that he started out filming his work as an educational tool for dairy farmers, but now he finds himself bridging the gap between consumers and where their food comes from. At first, he was surprised that a non-farm audience with no livestock was so fascinated by hoof trimming.
Yeah, that's the part that I didn't see coming, was that people that didn't know what it was would be the ones that are actually interested in it. And that's really the key to it. They had something they'd never seen before. It was a career that they never knew existed. And then just the intrigue around what was happening, I think, is what drew them in. And that's why it became as popular as it was.
Nathan Rinaldo taking some time with us, otherwise known as Nate the Hoof Guy. Stick around. We'll take a look at what commodity markets are doing next.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level, with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wednesday from Chicago, grain markets are slipping. Cash corn is trading down 6.5 cents at 382 1/4. December new crop corn is down 6.25 cents at 398 3/4. Cash soybeans are trading down 4 cents at 1023 1/4. November new crop soybeans down 2.5 at 1018 3/4. And cash and new crop wheat is trading down 1¢ 1/4 at 522 3/4. The Class 3 milk contracts are mixed. The August contract is down 2 cents at $20.69 a hundredweight. The September Class 3 milk contract is trading up a nickel at $21.76 a hundredweight. If we look ahead to October, that's up 3 cents at $21.48 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be warm and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 87, the heat index in the mid to upper 90s by later this afternoon. Tonight, some thunderstorms, our low 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, a little cooler with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 87.
We're having a party!
And you're invited!
It's happening in the WFHR parking lot.
And it's Wednesday, August 14th from 12 to 6 p.m.
We're going to have food trucks and giveaways and face painting.
Balloon animals, WFHR merch, music requests, and much, much more.
We'll host the party, play your music requests, and all you need to do is show up.
On Wednesday, August 14th, noon to 6 p.m. in our parking lot.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first items displayed at the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau. And in 1868, you could buy and sell those goods, too. Today, it's considered one of the best fairs in the state. Big-name entertainment's included with your admission. And you're invited to the Civic Media Truth Booth. Share your thoughts about the fair, living in the Wausau area, and more. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs July 30th to August 4th in Wausau. Enjoy. I'm Terry Barr.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome local filmmaker and Comic-Con attendee Craig Knitt, who will give us a full rundown of the event. And Emmy-winning comedian Dwayne Kennedy joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. Todd off today, enjoying some well-deserved time off. Watching a little Brewers baseball. Hope he's having a great time. He will be back. I'm Pat Kreitlow. I'm here with you till 1 o'clock. Happy to take an hour for the benefit of Todd and making sure that we keep you informed on things that are going on a steamy, sultry, and not in the good way, just the steamy, sultry weather that's out there. Is it, Mr. Zommers, that way high atop State Street? Near the Capitol Square, where, again, you walk outside and it almost catches your breath the way it does the deep cold in the winter?
Yeah, you take a little swim through the humidity and just melt.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, gosh, yes, it's still that bad out here. God bless air conditioning. Have you watched much for the Paris Olympic Games yet?
I've watched some. I've watched some of the basketball just because it was on when I was home. I've watched some of the swimming, the women's swimming, a little bit of the skateboarding, a few of those events, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, good. I saw a little bit of the gymnastics yesterday. And I mean, I'm no expert, you know, again, I'll watch that once every 4 years. I was very happy for Simone Biles and the rest of the squad. I continue to be amazed at some of the things like the swimmers, like how this one swimmer, I mean, caught the other. You thought for sure, you know, she was going to come in second or third, and how she found gas in the tank to finish as strong as she did and pass the other swimmers is just nothing short of amazing. I've often said, and I'm not the first one to say this, but we need a normie, you know, like, and in lane 12, Aaron Zommers, you know, swimming just by comparison so that we can see, you know, let's put Todd Alba in lane 8 for track and field next week and even appreciate even more what these folks can do. Said the guy whose knees are now so bad, I couldn't possibly clear one hurdle, much less 100 meters worth.
In lane 8, Aaron Zommers. Looks like he tripped on the first hurdle, and he's not getting back up.
He tripped in the starting blocks. How does this happen? I know. The other thing about the Olympics, though, is that, I mean, that's where advertisers want to be right now. All kinds of commercials at the network level. Some of them might be Super Bowl worthy. At the local level, you're going to get a lot of political ads. You've got Eric Hovde wearing... what is that thing? It looks like a crime against the American flags that fly outside of Perkins restaurants, and all cut up and turned into a shirt for him. And he's comparing himself to an Olympic athlete and saying basically nothing, you know, in the process. But it's been topped in the 8th Congressional District by André Jacques, who is a state senator now and a former assembly rep and noted equestrian. And he is running for Congress, one of three Republicans in the 8th Congressional District. And Aaron, do you actually have the TV ad, the audio of it?
Unfortunately, I do.
Unfortunately. Now, I guess we need to describe it first. Now, by the description, when you hear him, you're going to know what exactly he's talking about. But basically, he's dressed up like an all-star wrestler, right? Like, he's got a mask on and everything.
Yep, got a robe with the hood pulled over and his big boxing gloves that he's punching together.
Yeah. So here's what it sounds like.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the big man known for winning the big battles with a powerful right hook that crushes establishment rhinos like Robin Voss. André Jacques has delivered devastating knockout blows to special interests, higher taxes, and the woke mob. The right man to secure our border and body slam the liberal agenda. The undisputed conservative champion, your next congressman, André the Giant Jacques.
I'm André Jacques, and I approve this message.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have, because I think that people, again, are God bless Tim Walz. He came up with the right word. It's weird. I don't want it weird is. Anymore, you know? And look, I get attempts at humor. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a little self-deprecation. But when you cross the line into weird, you're not doing yourself any favors. So, but he's looking to be the one that emerges from that three-candidate field in the August 13th Republican primary. The winner will take on Dr. Kristen Lierley on the Democratic side in the November election for that congressional seat. Back to the race for the White House. And when we talk about weird, I mean, we're not just talking about, you know, weird TV ads in Wisconsin. It goes all the way to the top. Donald Trump has made a living out of this weirdness and getting a pass on it. And it just feels like the pass isn't happening anymore, thankfully. But it doesn't stop him from, like I said, talking about Hannibal Lecter and boat motors. He thinks he's bigger than Elvis. He thinks he's bigger than Elvis. Give a listen to something he said the past weekend at a rally.
We're okay, but, you know, I have 50,000 people. Elvis didn't have 50, and he had a guitar. I had no guitar. I didn't have the use, right? Elvis had a guitar. He had a lot. We love Elvis, right? But he had a guitar. I don't have a guitar.
The man needs to stick to the teleprompter and not let a bullet ricochet off it again. But even when he's sticking to his main lines, they're weird. There's still the whole notion of claiming that the 2020 election was somehow rigged or stolen, again, with zero evidence that was, because we already know he's flat out lying. He was making that plan long before Election Day of 2020. But he's still echoing the same lines, repeating the same lines, because he figures if enough people believe it and cast doubt, you know, they'll go along with it. Here's what he continues to say about, you know, cheating versus winning.
If they don't cheat, we win this state easily. Okay? They cheat. They have no shame. They cheat. Do you understand that, you crooked people? They're the most crooked. They cheat. They cheated in the last election, and they're going to cheat in this election, but we're going to get them.
Do you know what state he was talking about? Minnesota. Minnesota. He lost it by double digits because Minnesota is a blue state. And yet here he is coming to Minnesota for questionable reasons, saying to a crowd that if I don't win, it must be because they're cheating. You can't cheat a double digit margin of victory. Most normal people know that. And we know who's doing the actual cheating. And it was mentioned at the Kamala Harris rally last night by Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock.
A Florida man called in to Georgia and said, I need 11,870 votes. No, I want you to think about that. Georgia, Donald Trump tried to steal your vote. Kamala Harris is trying to earn your vote.
And it's why you saw the crowd that was there last night. And in her remarks, the vice president noted that Donald Trump is now making noise about not taking part in a televised debate, even though he had already agreed that he would debate. Now is trying to weasel out of it, saying maybe it needs to be on Fox News. Maybe he won't debate at all. Even as he's saying that, he's continuing to, again, insult and belittle Kamala Harris. But, of course, from the security zone of one of his own rallies, and the vice president was not having that.
Here's the funny thing about that. Here's the funny thing about that. So he won't debate. But he and his running mate sure seem to have a lot to say about me. And by the way, don't you find some of their stuff to just be plain weird? Well, Donald, you'll reconsider to meet me on the debate stage. Because as the saying goes, if you've got something to say, say it to my face.
And honestly, say it to my face might be the most Gen X thing to have ever been said by the first real Gen X presidential candidate. And so now we'll we'll see if Donald will agree to a debate or not. And, you know, it's one thing to be there on stage with somebody who's roughly your age, you know, late 70s, early 80s. But now to take on somebody about 20 years younger and somebody that you like to belittle as a low IQ, but somebody who went to law school, who served as a prosecutor, served as a United States senator, served as vice president. Good luck with that. There's some unfortunate election news to share out of the state of Arizona, where voting took place yesterday for several different offices. And unfortunately, in one of them, it led to a defeat for an Arizona official, a Republican official, who committed the crime of honesty and of not going along with all of those in his own party who wanted to say the election was stolen. There's a parallel to Wisconsin here somewhat. Kathy Bernier was the Chippewa County clerk up here, and she eventually also held the state Senate seat that I had held years earlier. And she wasn't defeated. She left the legislature after it became clear, as her term was coming up in 2022, it was becoming clear that she knew how elections were run, having been a county clerk. She knew they were on the up and up. She knows all the security that's involved in it, all the safeguards, all the honor of the 1,800 local officials who run these elections. But too many other people in her party didn't, and so she opted not to run, like a lot of others who were willing to tell the truth about the 2020 election. I thought they had all been either hounded out of office or defeated, but there was one who was left. His name was Stephen Ricker. He was the Maricopa County Recorder, which I gather is like a county clerk in Arizona. And he was primaried, and a Republican state representative unseated him for having the audacity these past couple of years to, in the face of death threats and endless harassment, made clear that the elections in Arizona in 2020 were on the level. There were no problems. There were no irregularities, as folks like to say. And do you know, after your own Republican voters take you out, do you know what Stephen Ricker had to say about that after it was done? He did the right thing. He said in a post, quote, "Elections have winners and, sadly, losers. And in this one, it looks like I'm going to end up on the losing side of the column, but that's the name of the game. Accept it. Move on." Imagine if Donald Trump had used that same language that every other honorable president and presidential candidate has ever uttered when they lose a race. What a different country we would be in right now. But instead, far too many honorable and good Republicans who want to focus on public service rather than power or greed, too many of those good Republicans are now on the outside looking in. They want their party back. As you know, Trygve Olson appears on this program with Todd every week, and I had him on my show last week. We had a wonderful discussion from folks at the Lincoln Project, and folks just up and down my street right here in Chippewa Falls who have been lifelong Republicans, and they want their party back. But unfortunately, there are still too many of our other friends and neighbors who are either still buying the lies or just can't quit the way that they have been voting, knowing full well the hypocrisies that are involved in supporting somebody who is antithetical to democracy. And I'm not going to get into the whole parsing words of what Trump said when he said, you know, you'll never have to vote again. You can all make your own judgment about what he had to say. But frankly, anybody who would say to you, you know, voting is a bother and you're never going to have to vote again, for whatever reason that is, that's never an okay thing to say. Democracy works when everybody feels like their voice and their vote counts every time. I'm Pat Kreitlow filling in for Todd Alba. Stick around. Be back with you for a few more minutes here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah.
You think that was on the teleprompter? I don't think so.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Oh, Aaron, you tease. Playing some yacht rock on a Wednesday instead of Fridays like we do over at Up North News Radio.
Well, it's when you're here, you know. You got to take advantage of it.
I know, and I appreciate that. I'm sorry that you couldn't make it to Yacht Rock Night at the Brewers game back on Friday.
Yeah, to go up north fishing, except I ended up not feeling very well and stayed home. So I kind of got the worst of both worlds.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, as we said, it was a nice time. A lot of good civic media folks out there. And I hope the Brewers do it next year. I'd make it even bigger and more yachty. But we can't even really talk Yacht Rock with you right now, because did you tell me that one of the definitive websites about Yacht Rock doesn't appear to be online anymore?
Yes, unfortunately. Yacht or Nyacht, a website that we talked about back when I was producing your show, which rates songs on whether or not they are yacht rock and just how yachty they are, it's been taken down. But if you look it up, you can find a link to a Google Doc that has what was on the site before it was taken down.
Oh, good. Okay. So we'll save that for another time with Mr. Alba, and certainly discussed at length on Fridays on Up North News Radio for reasons that can only be understood if you are somebody like me who just turned 60 and just can't let the 70s go. Let's wrap things up here talking about Project 2025 and Donald Trump's sudden disinterest in it. I mean, he's dumping it like a future ex-fourth wife, saying, "Oh no, I've nothing to do with this, nothing at all. I'm not familiar with it. It doesn't have my Wait a minute. I think we have some audio from him back in 2022 talking about this kind of thing, don't we, Mr. Zomers?
I believe so.
Oh, let's hear that.
Our country is going to hell. The critical job of institutions such as Heritage is to lay the groundwork, and Heritage does such an incredible job at that. This is a great group, and they're going to lay the groundwork and detail plans for exactly what our movement will do and what your movement will do when the American people give us a colossal mandate to save America. And that's coming. That's coming.
No, I don't think it is. But again, that's provided folks don't pull a 2016 and stay home and actually show up on election day. But yeah, there he is talking to the Heritage Foundation back in 2022 when he was well aware of the project that they had that would result in the 900-page Project 2025. Now, the project director, Paul Danz, is the person who became the sacrificial lamb on Tuesday when it was announced by the Heritage Foundation that they were shuttering their policy operations. Nobody believes that. The fact of the matter is that even though the Trump campaign statement yesterday said that they welcomed the demise of Project 2025, they can't really put a lot of distance between themselves and the project. It's tough for Trump to disavow it when most of the leaders in its network worked for his administration, and now his new running mate literally wrote the foreword for the book about it. J.D. Vance wrote the foreword in a book out by Heritage Foundation president Kevin Roberts. And in the foreword, J.D. Vance writes that it's time to, quote, circle the wagons and load the muskets. And he describes Roberts' ideas as an essential weapon in the fights that lie ahead. So we got muskets, weapons, fights. Nothing about, you know, just a contest of ideas and a debate over vision, but about fights. J.D. Vance has deep ties to the Heritage Foundation, as reported by the New Republic, and in particular to Kevin Roberts, who Vance praised for helping turn the organization into, quote, the de facto institutional home of Trumpism. That's J.D. Vance calling Project 2025's parent organization the institutional home of Trumpism. It's going to be very tough for Donald Trump to wipe off that stink. But as scrutiny has built, Roberts' book has been softened. The subtitle used to be Burning Down Washington to Save America. The subtitle is now Taking Back Washington to Save America. But again, a softer, kinder, gentler approach probably not going to work. The things that are in it are things that Trump can call extreme all he wants, but this is the same guy who said he wasn't going to cut Social Security or Medicare, and then in every budget during his 4 years in office, he put cuts in, Congress put them out. And that's the thing I really want to leave folks with, is that you will hear a lot of people, either Trump supporters or people on the fence, say, well, there's a lot of hyperbole there. You know, he can't do these things. He can't do these things. No, maybe he can't do all of those things. And some of it is by design. Because again, when you're practicing the politics of grievance, what you do is you make an outrageous promise. I'm going to deport 11 million people. And you know that they can't. And he knows that they can't. But what he can then do is say, I tried to deport 11 million people and they wouldn't let me. They might be Congress. They might be the courts. And if it ended there, hey, that would be fine. But it's not. Because no, it's not 11 million people that will be deported, but it will be some. Some hardworking people will be rounded up, will be treated poorly, much like in his first administration, babies were ripped away from their mothers. People will suffer. And I'm not just immigrants. I'm not just talking about that. I just happened to grab that as one example. Trump won't get to do everything he wants, but he'll get to do enough of it to do real damage to the economy, to do real damage to prices, to do real damage to job growth, to do real damage to the progress we're making in rebuilding America's world economy. And then what he can't get done on the rest, he'll say, well, they wouldn't let me, so you need to keep me in power. That's how this works. And so don't for a moment think anybody is expecting 900 pages of Project 2025 to be put into place. That's not it at all. But just enough can be done, and just enough grievance can be put out there to keep them in power to do the things they want to do, like cut taxes for everybody at the Eric Hovde, Ron Johnson level and above, and leave the rest of us paying the bill. I'm Pat Kreitlow. It's been my pleasure to fill in for Todd Alba for this first hour of the Todd Alba Show on this Wednesday, last day of July already.
Yeah.
Aaron Zommers, nice to work with you again. Thank you so much. I'm sure I'll be talking to you next Wednesday.
Yeah, and thank you for coming on. It's been great.
Oh, yeah. Lots of fun here. All right. Stay tuned. More just ahead here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow. We'll see you tomorrow morning from 6 to 8. Is that too early for you? Hey, we're in podcast form, too. So subscribe. Take us along. Talk to you later. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning includes our Women Win Wisconsin visit with a Waukesha area assembly candidate standing up to the right-wing assault on education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
A sincere thank you to businesses like Jammer's Bar and Grill for sponsoring the Pet of the Week show Thursdays at 9 a.m. on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. Pet of the Week with Southwood County Humane Society has helped over 100 pets find a new home, much-needed supplies, or funding. Programs like these are so important to help this community and would not be possible without sponsors like you. Thank you, Jammer's Bar and Grill, for helping these area shelter pets. Tune in Thursdays at 9 a.m. to find your new forever friend.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News